Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue. Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue is a series of short stories as told by an old obliging morgue attendant, licensed embalmer, and resident storyteller named Chet Cheddar to a passing stranger of the night played by you, the listener.
Ah! Well now, come right in, stranger. I wasn't expecting visitors today, but what a pleasant surprise. Do have a seat there, won't you?
The stories Chet relates to us are all quite fanciful. They deal with topics that would be classified supernatural and science fiction. They border on outrageous, but that is how they are meant to be. Roughly half of the shows feature a nice, likable, rural southern manure hauler by the name of Elmer Corn, who always finds himself involved in some inane predicament. The creators of the series themselves admit the show is rather offbeat, but, you will find, not without its own charm, which lies within the humorous writing and the recurring characters. This series was produced by M&J Audio Theater.
And now M&J Audio Theater presents Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue.
The M stands for Mark Sawyer, and the J is for Jay Reel. Two childhood friends who met in the sixth grade in 1977 with a tape recorder that had a mutual interest in radio drama as influenced by old-time radio shows such as X-1, Lum and Abner, and Gunsmoke. One can hear these influences in every story, from the subject matter and the character voices to the plots themselves. The creaking door opening, the host's oddly humorous manner, and the pleasant dreams ending are an undeniable salute to the Inner Sanctum and Hyman Brown.
Until next time... pleasant dreams.
Between the two of them, Mark and Jay collaborate to do over 20 characters in these stories. Jay is the voice of Chet Cheddar, Elmer Corn, the Sheriff, Roland, and Gail Headrush Taylor.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Chet Cheddar. I am the morgue attendant here, and I sort of fancy myself a storyteller. I would like to tell you one if you have the time.
Edgar, it is a scorcher today. Shoo off. Yes, sir. It's just plain old hot is what it is, I tell you. Ow! That gum mosquito's trying to carry me off. I nailed that one, though.
Mark admits only to being the voice of Cecil and a variety of incidental characters.
Thanks, Elmer. That hit the spot.
Well,
I guess I ought not to run in this 100-plus heat, but I got so excited, you know?
Uh-huh.
I won a contest, Elmer.
Well, jump back. You gonna meet that Ed feller?
No, not that contest, Elmer. I saw this one in the Biloxi Gazette about a month ago.
Mark and Jay produced the first Chet Cheddar story, The Highway of Death, in 1989. It was born from a series of 95 episodes, which they did over a period of years from 1980 to 1995. They call it the Knopfroff Saga. They submitted The Highway of Death to National Public Radio and were amazed when NPR responded with an order for 3 more stories. The 4 episodes were accepted and broadcast on NPR Playhouse in 1990. The following year, NPR ordered 9 more installments of Tales from the Morgue to be broadcast as a complete 13-show series in 1992. There were a total of 19 shows produced, but 6 were rejected by NPR. M&J are quick to point out that rejection by NPR has no bearing on the quality of the show. The rejections merely reflect the stringent guidelines NPR had for broadcast content at the time. During the 90s, Tales from the Morgue proved so popular that it aired internationally in Australia and England. Some episodes were featured 3 times on Sue Zizza's Radio Works, including one non-morgue show entitled The Spirit of 76, Marina Hootin' Nanny. Mark and Jay developed a new series called M&J Presents, due largely to feeling creatively stifled by NPR's rigid standards. With their new series, there were no rules, no restrictions. Anything could be done and was. The show varied in content and storylines. For them, it was more like a miscellaneous collection from the M&J archives. Unfortunately, M&J Audio Theater has not produced any new material in over 10 years at the time of this recording, but don't count them out. They have the same love for theater of the mind as we do, and both Mark and Jay would fervently like to return to it at some point. At present, Mark and Jay are co-directing, producing, writing, and editing a movie based on the first episode of Chet Cheddar, The Highway of Death. Mr. Sawyer was kind enough to provide the Old Time Radio Researchers Group with copies of all 19 episodes of Tales from the Morgue from his own master tapes. They have been encoded to MP3 format and are presented here for your listening enjoyment. Information for this audio clip was supplied by Mark Sawyer, co-creator of Chet Cheddar, Tales from the Morgue. This audio clip is provided by the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, a group of volunteers dedicated to preserving radio's past. I'm your announcer, Doug Hopkinson.